Abby here on 99.9 Live FM with you this afternoon. And as the festive season approaches, Compassion Australia has unveiled its annual Gifts of Compassion catalog, which encourages you to make a meaningful impact to families living in poverty through small gifts of kindness. I have the pleasure to be talking to Murray, who is actually from the Compassion team in Perth and works as the engagement coordinator. Murray, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Abby. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. It's such a pleasure. Now, Murray, can you just give a little bit of an insight of who you are, what you do within Compassion, and even a little bit about who is Compassion and what do they do?
I've had the pleasure of working with Compassion for the last 5 years, as you mentioned, based here in Perth, working with the local church team, and mainly focusing on church partnerships. So us coming alongside local churches and partnering with them to see children released from poverty. So that's been my role and largely what I've done. And Compassion, really, that is our mission, releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. So we partner with individuals, with churches, with major givers to see children released from poverty in Jesus' name. And the easiest way for people to do that is to sign up to sponsor a child for $48 a month.
Wow. Now, before we jump into specifically what the gifts of compassion are, can you just dive a little bit deeper into what is the need? What does it look like for you guys to meet the need of even poverty?
Yeah, totally. Well, poverty is obviously a worldwide issue and affects many countries with millions of people currently living in poverty. But specifically right now, we've had a perfect storm of global events from the COVID-19 pandemic to the war in Ukraine. And this has created a global food crisis, which people may know about, but it's far from over. Yeah. Currently, there are still more than 238 million people facing acute food insecurity, which means that they haven't eaten for a day or more. Wow. So this right now is Compassion's one of our main focuses. For children living in poverty, they are at greater risk as food prices climb of things like illness, malnutrition, poor academic performance and intellectual development, child labor, and even death. So these ripple effects from this global food crisis, they are currently undoing decades of development work. And as we know, children are the most impacted. So that's what Compassion is, one of our main focuses at the moment in alleviating global poverty.
Now, the gifts of compassion came out of that. Can you provide just a little bit more detail of how that came along and how the idea of giving small gifts of kindness through Compassion Australia was originated?
Yeah, absolutely. So the gifts of compassion have existed for quite a while, and it's a really accessible and easy way for people around a season of giving to decide to make a decision to give not just to friends and family, but to those who are in most need. So gifts of compassion are a way to support specifically children living in poverty and transform their communities. The gifts that we have available meet a range of different needs, providing children and their families with things like security, health, skills, and opportunities that they specifically need to live free from poverty. And every gift includes a card that describes the impact you're making, and use that around a giving season to give to a loved one.
Now, this is a very unique way of giving, and there's lots of different ways that people can give, lots of different gifts. How did the idea of giving small gifts of kindness come about, or what inspired the focus of providing even this alternative way to give during the festive season?
Yeah, Abby, I think it's just a realization that we all have different means with which to give, and we don't want to create any barriers for people to be able to partner with compassion and partner with releasing children from poverty. That's why Compassion specifically has over 24 unique gifts that are, as you mentioned, at a range of prices. So you could provide a gift like clean water, farm animals, essentials for newborn babies, safe homes, or even a Bible. And these gifts can start at just $15, and you can choose one that resonates with you. But there's options to go up to much larger gifts as well if you have the means to do so. You can fund things like a whole mums and babies survival center.
Wow. Now, I know that you know even specific stories of how this has impacted people. Before we jump into that, I was wondering, even from your perspective, how you think, or even for those listening, how does their small act of generosity contribute to such a life-changing of the reality of how people are living in poverty?
Yeah, I think it makes a huge difference. Even the smallest amount can have a massive impact. And for me, it's the reality of each of us giving what we can, combining that together, and then seeing that that larger impact take place. I know that as many of us are getting ready to spend time with family and friends, likely around the table for a big Christmas meal, as I mentioned, there are those 238 million people still facing acute food insecurity, which means they haven't eaten in a day or more. And for me, I don't think that there's a better way to share the hope that we have in Christ at Christmas than with an ethical gift to support those families, regardless of how big or how small that is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think one of my favorite things about Christmas is seeing people come together, and this is a great initiative to do that. And you've actually heard or seen maybe firsthand the impact and stories it's had on families. And there's one story of Nerjoy that has come out that's really compelling. And I was wondering if you could tell either that story, if you know it, or another success story that showcases the impact of someone's gift.
No, absolutely. I definitely can, Abby. And people might be thinking, you know, can something as simple as a bag of seeds really change a family's life? And look, I'm no farmer, but yes, it absolutely can. So for 13-year-old Nerjoy from Bangladesh, a simple gift of a bag of vegetable seeds was really the turning point for his family's livelihood. Their kitchen garden is their only source of income. So when it comes to planting, having good quality seed is essential. Through gifts of compassion, they receive high-quality bitter gourd seeds to help them increase their yields. Now, Nerjoy and his family work hard to grow their crop, and they now produce sacks of bitter gourd, which is a type of bitter melon. Think a bit of a cross between a cucumber and a green capsicum. Mm-hmm. And they sell that as well as other vegetables to the markets. And with this income from that produce, from the simple bag of seeds, their family has cleared all their loans, repaired their house, and most importantly, they're saving up to meet their children's needs in the future. And all these changes started with just a simple bag of seeds.
Wow, that's so amazing. I was getting goosebumps as you were sharing that. Now, there's lots of different variety, which we've touched on a little bit. And that's a great story of something that seems so small, but has such a huge impact. Can you touch a little bit on, you know, there's different needs that are addressed by gifts of compassion, clean water, vocational training, dental care. How are these specific gifts that someone can select to address, how do they address the diverse needs of families in poverty?
Yeah, so the gift that you select from the gifts of compassion, really behind that gift is a specific, what we call a critical intervention or a project within a local community that is specifically working to provide that community with what is represented by that gift. So something like clean water, then that's looking at a local community that doesn't have access to clean water and finding ways to then provide that. That could be through wells, you know, through other means, but, you know, it's a specific critical intervention or project that's tied to what that card represents. And most of the time, it does exactly that. But good development work means that we have to respond to the changing needs of children and families. Yeah. So if at the time there isn't a need for that specific gift, people can be assured that the funds will still go towards a similar but more urgent initiative.
Now, again, you've touched on this a couple of times, but just specifically looking at this, you guys have such a huge range of gifts that can be given, anything from $15 to $15,000. Are there specific options? I want to ask this kind of two-folded question. The first one, are there specific options or recommendations for individuals or families that have limited financial resources to contribute?
We've currently got highlighted on our website all the gifts that meet the most urgent needs of children living in poverty. Mm-hmm. And while I would say all gifts do meet important needs, there are some that are especially critical at this time or have not received as much funding. And so if people have the means to do so, this year we would encourage people that they focus on gifts that fund food security as well as support for new mums and babies. Those are the ones that are most urgently needed in our field countries.
The CEO of Compassion, Claire Steele, she mentioned that there's an opportunity to even teach children about generosity through the gifts of compassion. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this and how this program's designed to be a tangible teaching tool?
Yeah, I think it's Gifts of Compassion is a wonderful opportunity to engage your children or younger people within your sphere of influence in being able to understand a little bit about poverty and what another child who lives in a different situation to them might be experiencing. It's a great way in which you can get your whole family involved in giving ethical gifts that have a deeper meaning behind them. So involving children in selecting a gift, involving them in understanding what that gift is providing, and then them being able to give gifts to friends or family themselves at a very low cost. Hopefully, you know, they can use their pocket money or piggy bank money in order to do so.
You kind of touched on this, like you can quite literally use your piggy bank for this, but if someone is listening and they are just really doing it tough financially, but they really want to be able to help Compassion Australia with the gift catalog, are there ways that they can still help, whether it be promoting or whatever you think it is, ways that they can still help even if it isn't financially?
Yes, certainly. I think as we head closer to Christmas and the Christmas season, Compassion will be sharing and advertising our Gifts of Compassion across our different social media channels. Mm-hmm. You're also able to jump onto the website and have a look at those there. And I would just recommend, if you have the ability to share about the Gifts of Compassion or share about the work of Compassion in any way, shape or form with your friends and family, that absolutely helps us get the message out there of the need of, as I mentioned, that those 238 million living in acute food insecurity. So using your voice to share and raise awareness of just the fact that people can participate and can purchase Gifts of Compassion is phenomenal.
Thank you so much, Murray. Now, for those that do want to help, where can they go to be involved in the gift catalog?
Yep, absolutely. It's as simple as jumping on to giftsofcompassion.com.au and having a look at our website there. If you can't remember that one, you can just go to compassion.com.au and it'll be one of the first things that you are able to see.
Thank you so much, Murray. I so appreciate you being here. And I hope you guys see an influx of those that really want to help those struggling with poverty this Christmas season.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, Abby. I'll end by saying that in the past year, we were able to provide 255,000 food packs to households in hunger-affected countries to combat hunger and malnutrition, as well as agricultural training where appropriate. And that is absolutely amazing. We are really looking forward to people just saying yes again this year as we head into Christmas, to partnering with Compassion and seeing even more impact made through not just food packs, but all the range of different gifts that we provide.
I hope that happens for you guys too.